All right, welcome back to another episode of Amplified Impact, the series of Becoming Limitless. And if you don't already get the vibes, most of these incredible speakers that I'm bringing on, I've met in person at a live event, a retreat, or some sort of collaboration in the real world. And it's why I believe so deeply to get yourself in physical rooms. Yes, rooms on the internet, Zoom, Zoom, but also the magic of getting into a physical room and allowing these relationships to continue to flourish years, months, decades later. Today, I have Naga Rising, a transformational self-love coach who is here to activate your magnetic feminine power. I can't wait to unlock and get to know you more, Naga. Thank you for being here.
Yay, I'm so excited to be here. And already I feel like, I don't know, I was getting tears in my eyes. Sometimes we just don't know and things just want to come to the surface, right? Like, the excitement.
Yeah, exactly. And what just a simple word can really activate. I would love to know more of your story. Like how you got here, and I know we could stay for days on this conversation, but just like an introduction into your world and how the story started and what got you into this position you are today.
Maybe my body felt that coming, and that's where the tears are coming from. Yeah, well, what comes to mind, thanks for asking that question, for one, and what comes to mind right away that is the experience of being in a loss of power, like not feeling in my power and being like almost stripped away of it at a young age. And yeah, being stripped away of my power and being stripped away of even believing in myself and just getting really buried in shame. And being really disassociated with my body and being in this like reckless rebellion is what I call it, because I'm still rebellious, but there's more of like a wisdom that I have now versus just like this reckless rebellion, like no care, no mind for myself or for the people around me. And at one point I was in that space. Like I'll always be rebellious. It's just in my blood. and that, you know, that there's different pieces that I pluck from of like my origin story of how I lost that and how I started to really like just be in that place of shame and not really know anything else, honestly. And you know, I guess we're here to go deep. So, and to be radically honest, because I mean, I know you a little bit in your community, and I just love how you bring like the realness to your work. And I think the biggest seed that was planted, and so interesting, just like the healing work around this of how it's cyclical, but was being sexually abused multiple times as a child from the same person. And obviously when I'm a kid, it's just confusing. You don't know what's going on. But actually having conscious memories and conscious experiences of that put me, and then coupled with my upbringing of like not growing up with a lot of money. And so that there was just a lot of shame that was getting piled on at a young age, and then growing up into being in middle school and high school and how awkward that already is. And then just like seeing other people look normal and pretty and popular and being like, okay, well, that's not me. and I don't deserve any of that, and I don't have what they have, so I'm not worthy. And that just got, and then I just spiraled from there, honestly, and got into trouble with the law, got into drugs and alcohol at a young age, and really went into a, honestly, like a place of real darkness. But I always talk about that when I got stripped of everything, I lost my family, I lost friends because of my, consequences that I had to face with the actual, like in a courtroom with a judge. It was like, I was really facing judgment on a bigger term or on a bigger scale. And after that, for several years, I really went into this place of darkness, and I was really like alone physically, and also mentally, emotionally. I was really out of place in life, and it was almost like that. It became the place of metamorphosis. It was like I was the caterpillar that turned to complete mush. Like, who am I? I've lost almost everyone. I've lost everything. I've lost my freedom. And now I'm starting from ground zero. So, like, it can't really get any worse than this. And I laugh, I guess, as a way of coping. I do that. And also just to like, also to see that in that moment, I can only fathom what 10 years, 20 years is going to look like out in the future. And so now I get to look back on that 20 years ago and go, that was my place of transformation. That was the darkness that was necessary for me to heal and transform and to face what I had been running from. And that was the abuse. Cause I only started talking about being sexually abused until I was in my 20s. And it happened when I was like about 9. So it took me many, many years to actually just talk about it and to face it. Because as I said, I was buried in all this shame. And I really started to learn about gratitude and manifestation and intention and how I actually have this power within me to create my reality and to change life by changing me. Like, even though I was in this place that was scary and dark and I felt really alone, and I was alone, I had to source the light from within. And that was able, that created the transformation, that created the, like, because I could have gone even further and down a darker path, but I chose to go, okay, this is a wake up call and I have to change something. Like what am I doing here? And once I got out of that, in that time frame, I actually found yoga. I always talk about yoga, that was really my saving grace. Yoga really did save my life. And it was like the one thing that I had that I could count on, that I could trust. And it brought me back home to my body because I was running and running and running and abandoning. And Then when I was 25, I got certified as a yoga teacher and I taught yoga for 5 years. And then that has just kind of snowballed into teaching retreats and hosting ceremonies and working with women and collaborating with women. And now I don't teach yoga on a regular basis anymore. And I'm into more transformational coaching and helping women really rise from the ashes through the wisdom of my own experience.
So beautiful. And for those of you that have been listening to my podcast a while, you know how many similarities there are between Naga and I and the yoga saving my life and sexual abuse, you name it. But something that I witnessed within your story too is like we can become limited by what happens to us, or we can allow it to help us to become limitless. Do we become a victim to the story, or do we allow ourselves to alchemize it? And that's where we need a teacher to help us transform the wounds into wisdom. Your teacher, as was mine, was yoga. And it's what I have found that like those that are leading the way are the ones that went through the shit. They went through the darkness and they learned how to alchemize their story in a way that they turn what happened to them into insane wealth by helping other people not feel alone in these experiences. I'm curious for you, like at this point, did you feel limited by your story before you found yoga? Like, what were the stories that you told yourself that held you back from really seeing the gift in such a horrible experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think about when that time was, when you say like at that time, and I'm thinking, when was that time? Because it is a continuous unfolding. But there was a really poignant moment when I did realize that I like fully did not believe in myself. Never did. And it was right around the time where I started getting certified to teach yoga and really like diving into being in my body and loving my body and coming home to myself, that I realized, yeah, I'm thinking about the just feeling into that feeling of limitation. And yeah, the way that it feels for me was like what I just mentioned of like not believing in myself and like it being so deep that I didn't even realize that I wasn't believing in myself until I realized I wasn't believing in myself. And I tend to channel a lot when I take baths, and that's when it happened. I'll always remember the bathroom that I was in my house in Portland at the time. Don't live in Portland anymore, but and I it just like hit me like an arrow between my eyes, and it's just like bawling, crying, just like unstoppable tears. And I remember getting out of the bath and going and looking in the mirror at myself and just crying and being in like this disbelief that I didn't believe in myself. And yeah, I that was coming up because in my yoga teacher training, I was going to have to teach, like stand up in front of a class and command a room and be heard and be seen and be listened to. And oh my God, that was terrifying. It was like deathly terrifying. I was like, oh my God, my voice is going to be heard. I'm going to be seen. People are going to like do what I tell them to. I'm going to be seen as this teacher and this leader. And it was like this soul calling. I always think about this experience too, where like my purpose was greater than my fear. And so it was like this calling that was stepping me, calling me to step forward into something greater, even though I was terrified. I got so sick during that yoga teacher training. I was like ill because of the anxiety that I was having to teach the class. And once I actually, so anyways, going back to the story of the bath and feeling limited, it was like, yeah, I was bumping up against that edge of like, holy shit, if I'm going to start teaching, I have to actually believe in myself. And yeah, that was the moment where I really felt me like bursting through that limitation.
Yeah, what I saw when you brought us to that moment in time really is just like you in your own way. And there it was, like bright and clear. The limit is me. I am putting this limit on myself. And yeah, it happens in those moments where we are connecting to something greater. For some people, it's in the bathtub. For some people, it's in Shavasana. For some people, it's out on a walk. For some people, it's surfing. Like whatever your medicine is, it's like when you allow the time and space to just be with yourself, it's like that's when the universal source consciousness flows through you. And it's like, oh, I am limitless, but I see myself in my own path to where it is that I want to go. And how has that helped you to serve your clients, seeing yourself, looking at yourself in the mirror? Because I know you do a lot of mirror work in your practice as well with your clients, but I'm curious how this has really transformed into the way that you hold space for your clients.
Yeah, that's a great question. So interesting, because if we're just, like, specifically with mirror work, that's one of the things that I see a lot of women get a lot of resistance to doing, and they really want to like avoid that. We have a really hard time just saying, I love you to ourselves in the mirror. Like I've had women in sessions literally say like, I can't do that. And it's like, wow. So for me, yeah, it's like, the work of helping women transform and deepen their relationships with themselves and find self-love and become their own best friend is a direct reflection of the work that I've done, right? So the deeper I go, the deeper I can take people. And the way that it's helped clients really is like, I become the mirror and showing them how to accept themselves. And I am able to be a mirror because, again, of that work. And photography has really been powerful for me in that sense of being a mirror of like bringing up all my insecurities and the flaws and the imperfections. And then it's like, okay, how do I lean into that and say, I can love myself anyway, even though I don't look perfect at every angle, you know? Mm-hmm. And also the mirror work too, like that has just broken me open. And time and time again, when I've done that work, I can, you know, have other significant memories of, you know, just crying and looking in the mirror and holding myself, and also like going even deeper and having a sexual practice in front of the mirror. And that just blew my world open. And I'm like, oh, yes, I love myself. You know, like that really blew my world open. So I think once I got really radical and raw with myself and like naked with myself, it helps me become a raw and naked and authentic reflection for other people. And when we do that, then they soften, they surrender, they feel safe and seen and accepted. And then they just become this like opening, blossoming flower where they can recognize that in themselves, like, oh, you can do that, and oh, you can be so accepting of me and be a reflection of these qualities and traits of myself, whether that's pushing you to your edge or reflecting your beauty or your gifts or whatever it may be, then they can find that self-permission and acceptance within themselves.
Yeah. And when you're speaking to the blossoming of the flower, I really see it's like the limitless potential that comes when we allow ourselves to open up and love every part of us, because nothing, even a flower, is not perfect. And those flaws are actually what makes us stand out and what makes us unique. Upon working with your clients and this work as you being the mirror, you being the becoming, you being the one devoted, what do you know that if every woman truly embodied her power, what would that do for the world?
It just gives me chills to think about. It's like limitless.
Yeah.
The sky isn't the limit. It goes beyond the sky. Yeah. And I mean, it's beautiful that we're in this time period for a lot of the world. I know not everyone can, women are still not in that position to speak and be seen. And for those of us who are, it's even more important that we are. And it's like this beautiful uprising that's just this unstoppable feminine force now that's like, as you light up, it lights, it continue, it like we're just light, it's like that one flame that lights a million flames. And something that comes to mind too with that is just, we've been in a society, right, where it's been like leading from the mind, leading from the rationale, which, you know, the mind and the heart coherence is important. So that symbiotic relationship is important, but the mind is a half, the heart is the half. So when I think about women stepping into their power, I think about heart-led leadership and what the world looks like when we lead with our heart, and how we're like showing and leading by example, even for men, like what does it feel like, look like, be like to live and lead from your heart, like instead of just your head all the time, this like cut and dry, harsh kind of landscape, versus, you know, what does it look like when we lean in and we go, we actually care about whose work, the work environment and the emotional climate of the state that people are in, or, hey, just take the day off, you know, or take the week off. You're going through a crisis. So I think it would just change the landscape of everything. And it is.
Yeah. And I think as you were speaking, it's like every day more and more, it's like we're seeing how limitless we are as we're given more rights, equal rights to men, and things are changing in the household as well. It's not just men taking care of the money and the outside of the home activities. And it's not just moms that are caring and taking care of the children and at home. It's like, it's coming into equal power. And we are really being able to see, as the world is changing faster and faster and faster than ever before, how limitless it is in what we can create in our bank account and in our power and in our identity and in who we're becoming. And you're a beautiful example of that through this work that you've done in sexual healing, because I don't know how many listeners actually haven't experienced that. Like, mm-hmm. I want to say it's probably happening to almost everybody. And so it's like, how can we normalize that, and the shame that we feel and the self-betrayal that we feel and that fear of loving ourselves, even though that happened to us? Like, if anyone finds this out, who will love me then? And it's like, mm-hmm. you said, it's like, look in the effing mirror. It's you. And when you're able to do that, as you share these stories of like, I can love myself even though these things happen to me, it's like you're this standing permission slip. So can they. And in that, it's like we really get to see there are no limits, regardless of what we've like experienced, regardless of our God-given gifts, regardless of our circumstances. It's like personal power. You are limitless when you tap into that. And what you were saying about the brain and the heart coherence, it doesn't matter if you feel it, if you don't believe it. Right. And you were a beautiful example of the story that you share. Like, if you don't believe in yourself, the world won't believe in you. And there you are limiting yourself again. So you have to get the mind on board, moving out those energetic blocks, moving out the stories that aren't true. And so thank you so much for sharing your heart, your wisdom today. And What's the legacy that you're here to leave behind at this moment in time with who you are and who you've become? What's the story that will be written after you're gone?
I feel like it's such a big question. And honestly, yeah, it's like just feeling into this because it's not really something that I've maybe consciously asked myself, but maybe it's more in like that pull that I feel as to why I show up every day and why I do what I do of, I want the people that I meet and that I work with and that I teach to and that I love to feel their freedom. And that is like the top of my value list. And that's what I want other people to feel. Like you said, you know, like doesn't matter what you've been through. You can literally get through anything and you can become anything. And you're not limited. And well, we put the limits on ourselves. So it's like, yes, how can we experience more freedom? What does that look like? What does that feel like? And for me, it's like, I always get this vision of just like uncontrollably dancing in the middle of a field or the beach, just like with me and God and the universe. Like, just that is like that feeling of freedom. Like, where do you find that freedom? What, you know, what does freedom actually feel like for you? And then to create the spaces and the places for you to experience that, like in the little moments, in the big moments, just throughout life. Like, how can we break really free and to feel that freedom? And really, like, it's this permission of letting go and like stop giving a fuck what people think. That's what I think of too with freedom, of like that activation when you're around somebody that's so authentic and just gives no fucks. It's like, cool, that permission to be freedom, that permission to like fully be you is freedom.
And where can those listening come find you, follow you, get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I am naga.rising on Instagram, and you can find all of the goodies there. I make pretty much all my announcements there. There are some things that I keep exclusive to my newsletters, but you can always sign up for things through my Instagram. I have a 3-day challenge right now called Feminine Edge. It's all about helping the strong, independent woman get back into her flow and her magnetism and out of hustling and burnout. And I have a brand new book that's actually in pre-launch right now. So there's all sorts of things through my Instagram that you can find. Yes.
Yay. So exciting. And I will be sure to plug those links into the show notes below so you can easily click, go find Naga. And here's to you, me together becoming limitless. Thank you.
Thank you so much.